President Donald Trump talked big about infrastructure during his first State of the Union address before Congress. He called for building gleaming new roads and bridges, highways and railways. It all sounds good, of course, but he offered no specific projects and pretty vague plans about how to pay for them. But he did say that he wants to speed things up.
America is a nation of builders. We built the Empire State Building in just 1 year. Isn't it a disgrace that it can now take 10 years just to get a minor permit approved for the building of a simple road?
The president last night. Now, missing from his speech, however, were any specifics about a border wall, a rallying cry since the early days of his campaign. And for more on that, we turn to Frances Anderton, who is host of Design and Architecture on KCRW. She's here for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
He did mention the wall, but he certainly didn't go into detail about how he wants to get it. And there's obviously the controversy about how to fund it.
Sure. I mean, what you heard far more of was President Trump making a big deal about how drugs, gangs, immigrants threaten American safety. And he did call for fully securing the border and saying that means building a wall. But that's about where it stood. We in the Southland know that sitting there on the border of Mexico, east of San Ysidro, we currently have 8 prototypes built, 30 feet tall, that are supposed to be, portending this bigger wall to come. He didn't even mention those prototypes.
You're working on a show about walls, not only about walls, but also of bridges. So keeping people away from one another and bringing people together.
Yeah, we are. And by we, that is I and Avishai Artsy, who is DNA's phenomenal producer. We, like many people, were struck by all this wall talk that started back in 2016. We never heard the end of it from Trump. And we felt this was sort of slightly jarring because in other senses, you know, we are more connected than we've ever been before, whether we're talking about massive broadband connection or in California efforts to build a high-speed rail or even locally where we have the LA River that functioned as a kind of divide. But we're now trying to soften those edges, build more bridges, bring communities together. We have some big infrastructure projects underway in California, so that's becoming the focus, both physical and metaphorical forms of connection.
You're going to look at the construction of connection, but aren't we hearing that there's a lot of pushback against some of these projects, not just the wall, obviously, but other things as well?
Yeah, and I think you, Steve, have talked about Governor Brown and the challenges that he's facing with regards to his 2 major projects that he's expected to deliver on. That is high-speed rail that he's backed very vocally, and the Delta Tunnels water project, which will possibly be pared down from an anticipated 2 tunnels to 1. So yes, these infrastructure projects are facing challenges because infrastructure almost by its very nature can divide even as it connects. You know, for example, in California, our defining infrastructure project, the freeway system, broke up communities as it connected others. The high-speed rail will gobble up and split up farmland in the Central Valley, even if it winds up, if it gets built, connecting cities.
It is so fascinating, Frances, because when you talk about bridges and we talk about bridges connecting people, that you're right. When you build a freeway overpass, which essentially is a bridge, it can tear apart 2 different communities that are just on either sides of this bridge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on one of the episodes we're going to do in this Bridges and Walls series, we look specifically at Ball Heights, which was utterly transformed, one could say devastated, by the massive freeway intersections that crushed through that part of town.
This is the 5 and the 10, right?
Yes.
The combine in that
yes,
part
the
of the
101.
East LA interchange.
Yes.
So much to talk about. It's an interesting look at how we are brought together through infrastructure, also how people are torn apart as well. And I'm looking so forward to it for the next couple of months to be sure that you'll be talking about Bridges and Walls, the name of the series on design and architecture with Avishai Artsy. Frances Anderton, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Steve.